Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. Yes. This is Tux Lurzel
and Stephanie Domingo.
We come to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn, where we record on land belonging to the Lenape Nation, a nation that is one of many still very much out here doing its thing, and we would like to acknowledge that. Beyond Reproach is the show about scandals and scandalousness in American politics and government, but today we are recording a minisode.
Yeah, it's about whatever we want it to be. Deal with it.
Barbara.
Seriously.
Get it together.
Deborah.
God. As usual, we be drinking and swearing.
Yes.
Cursing, if you will. Cussing.
Ooh, cussing.
Drinking and cussing.
Yeah, cussing feels very Southern.
Mm-hmm. We're fixing to cuss.
Fixing to cuss.
No format, just us doing our thing.
Yeah, this is the last mini of season 4, y'all.
Thank you so much for listening, for coming along on this journey of season 4 with us.
It's been a journey. Yes. Because this was the first season where we just had, we were releasing solo episodes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And it feels like we've been doing it forever, but yeah, this is just the first season.
It's the new way. And I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah.
I think it's a better way. We have had some comments, people saying that they missed the longer episodes, but... Sorry.
Yeah, I really like doing it this way. And I also love the new minisode non-format, but like the idea that we can kind of just expand on stories from the episodes or cocktails or whatever.
It takes the pressure off enormously because we are windbags.
And you don't say.
It's helpful to have a place for like overflow.
For sure. Yeah, there's so many times that
necessary.
I have to like, there's been multiple times where I've had like, my outline is just so long and I can't figure out what I'm going to cut. And I'm like, oh, I can just pull this whole section, plunk it into a minisode and record it next week.
I've done that many times. It's almost like my process now. Yeah, if I'm researching something and I see something kind of tangential or something just super interesting, but not really on my main point, I just pull it out and I do a mini.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It stops me from circling, which is good. So yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed the season.
I definitely
as much as we have.
Yeah, I have thoroughly enjoyed this season. Yeah. I think this has been a great season. We've done a wide variety of stories, funny stories, super bummer, depressing stories, stories that Stephanie thought were funny until
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just about...
It's the Kennedys. Yeah. Like, how upsetting can it really be?
It's just about...
They got some money.
Lobotomies.
I know. That one was... I think it was by comparison. The episode I did prior was about Native American genocide. So everything felt light.
Totally.
By comparison.
Yeah. I delved into true crime a little bit this season with the
bite marks.
Yeah, the Madge Olbermann story. Yeah. Tire bites.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
The audacity.
Caucasity of that
the
man.
The caucasity of it all. Yeah.
That's what happens when you're in the KKK.
I mean, wait, the KKK is bad?
Yeah.
What? The whole time.
The whole time?
Yeah, but it's with a heavy heart that we are losing a member of Beyond Reproach.
I know. We haven't talked about this yet because we've been like, I don't want to.
Our podfather, our savior, our...
powerful wizard.
Oh my God, such a powerful wizard. He also runs a business full time.
Yeah.
And he
more than full time.
Yeah, more than full time. He's had to hire on multiple people at this point because the business is growing that fast. And he needs to step away to focus on it, to really fully dedicate himself to this business that he's growing. And we're really excited.
Yes.
But also it's just, it's going to be a change.
It's so sad. Yeah. It's such a happy reason to have to leave.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're so proud of him and so excited to see where things go.
Yeah.
But also selfishly super bummed that...
Yeah. He is an integral member. He is why the podcast sounds the way that it does. Mm-hmm. So we are... it is with a heavy heart, but we are really excited for just to see him grow and to see where his business goes.
Absolutely.
And it's bittersweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bittersweet.
So we're kind of on the lookout for...
Yes. So if anyone listening knows anyone...
Yeah. Sound editors and...
Yeah. Audio or editors. Or if you're an editor yourself. I want to say I was talking to someone on TikTok who listens to the podcast.
Oh.
And she was saying that she edits a podcast for her like local... I think she works for a university or something.
Oh,
and I'm just like, wait, what? You do sound engineering?
Yeah. We'll throw some nickels your way.
Yeah. Like
we don't have many nickels, but we have a few.
We have handfuls of nickels that we could offer to you for your hard work.
We'll throw in a few peanuts.
Yeah. No, we're going to be paying someone, but we don't have all of the funds yet.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a change that is coming. Tim he's finishing up season 4. So this is going to be the last episode that he is going to be editing, and then go forward. It's going to be someone new.
Yeah.
Joining Team Beyond Reproach, but Tim will always be a member.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to be testing, well, at least the plan for now is we're going to be testing out possible editors with the summer break re-releases. So as you're listening to those, if everyone sounds different to you, there is a reason for that. But
hopefully not.
I mean, they're so easy because the audio is already edited. All they have to edit in is the little intro blurb that we record.
I feel like technically we could probably do that.
I'm sure we could, but I think it's just a good place to like start finding someone. Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the changes. Tux is going to be splitting his time between Detroit and New York. And I am going to be traveling starting in December.
She loves to travel.
Yeah, I have missed it so much with lockdown.
Yeah.
Just being in the U.S. this long, like I just it's not it. I need a break. And since my job is fully remote, I've decided that I'm going to travel Europe and, maybe a little bit of Central America.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Next year. So I can't stay more than 3 months at a time in Europe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to bounce around because I don't want any visa issues or anything like that. But I heard from my HR department that I can literally work anywhere in the world. Mm. And I just thought it was anywhere in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, apparently there was someone who was working from a boat and they were trying to hide it, but like their video feed was going back and forth and they had trouble with internet and they had to confess like, hey, I'm actually in the Mediterranean right now.
Oh my God,
like,
that's amazing.
I'm gonna find land and I'm gonna be able to do my job fully.
I love that.
And I'm like, I don't have like Mediterranean yacht money, but like I do wanna I just want to be somewhere different. I'm going to keep my apartment in New York because I have a rent-stabilized apartment. I'm going nowhere. And I do plan on returning to New York. I love the city. It is getting expensive, but I have a rent-stable place. So, like, it's not getting expensive for me.
Yeah. That's how Russell and I are able to keep our place here, too, is we also are lucky enough to have a rent-stabilized apartment.
So lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to find someone to sublet. But I'm going to be back for Thanksgiving, I'm going to be back for Mother's Day, and I think when I'm back, I'll be back for like a month or so.
Yeah.
So okay. I'll be visiting Detroit.
Yeah.
I'll be visiting New York. Yes. I'm just traveling around. I'll probably be spending a decent amount of time at home, just with my family. But I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
This has been something that I've wanted to do for a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like Jessica was in town. My older sister, she was in town for her 40th birthday. 2 days after your birthday, in May. And like I had told everyone else, except for my dad. My dad, like, not to say he doesn't give a shit, but he's just like, okay. Like that's his response to everything.
You do you,
He's just like, you're an adult. Yeah. Like you live in New York. Like, what am I gonna say?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah, but obviously you're not asking for permission.
No,
but
I'm like, not.
You could have a reaction.
Yeah. No, he's not gonna My dad is like a poker player.
That's funny.
It's really frustrating. So Jessica was in town and I hadn't told her because I was a little, she's like my big sister and like, I want her, Like if she, it's not like I need to ask her for permission, but if she was going to react negatively, I would feel like, oh, maybe I'm doing something crazy. Yeah. But her whole thing was like, oh, that's your news. You've been talking about this for years. Like, I'm glad you're finally doing it. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Read me.
Thank you. Yeah. But it's just, it's felt, traveling has felt scary. Like I really haven't traveled anywhere outside of like going home, like visiting you, going upstate. Like I haven't gone overseas.
Yeah.
And I'm a little, I'm not scared, but it's just, I just need to do it. And then I know I'll see that it's like, it's not like it was before, because nothing is like it was before, but it's not scary.
Yeah.
If anything, this country is scary.
Exactly.
So I'm leaving after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, but we're still going to record. Yes. We're going to record remotely probably most of the time, but we are like, I'm going to be in Detroit in October.
Yes.
I'm running a half marathon.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm training 3 times a week, and I've like fallen in love with running again, which is kind of nice. Not fallen in love, that's strong words.
Yeah.
I'm running again regularly, and I'm not hating it.
There you go.
I ran 6 miles yesterday, and I finished in my bones ached from within.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I felt hollow.
Yeah.
But I did it. So yeah, I'm halfway, a little less than halfway through, you know, preparing for the 13.1, but I have until October. So I'll get there.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So we're still going to be recording. Like, I know these are a lot of changes we just dropped.
Yeah.
But we're still doing it. It's just going to be slightly different.
Yeah. There will be more.
And maybe better.
Yeah. We're going to have the cocktail segment is going to be a challenge.
Yes. So I thought about that. And I'm going to make friends with a bartender wherever I am.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be like, I need these mixtures in this quantity.
Oh, there you go.
Tell me like 20 euros. Sound right? Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Cool.
And perfect. I have like shakers and things, so I can bring that with me, and like all of our, equipment is portable. So
yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. We're doing it. Yeah, I just feel like now is the time, because my company, they've said that they're going to be remote for at least through the end of 2023.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Or at least a hybrid.
Sure.
But my department is fully remote.
Yeah.
So it feels like now or never.
Yeah.
Because anything could change.
Yeah, because they might want you to come back after in a year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do it while you still can.
Do I still can. And I'm really excited. It feels a little scary because I'm in the process of like giving away a lot of things.
Oh, sure.
From my apartment that I don't need, because I'm going to store a lot of things at my parents' house.
Okay.
I don't want to take it over with my whole apartment.
Sure.
So,
oh God, what are you going to do with all your plants?
Yeah. There was actually a plant giveaway today at my community garden, I couldn't get myself together in time. But yeah, I know. I have a lot of plants. I'm going to give some to my mom, but not all, because that would be crushing. And I've already given her 2 elephant ears, and she's just like, why did you do this
to me? I don't want these.
She's like, they're so big. I'm like, but it's fun, right? And she's like, nah. So yeah, that's some coming preview of coming attractions. We have our summer break re-releases that are coming out after this.
Let's take a little break and we'll come back and talk about your homework for the summer.
Yes.
Or I guess it's not homework, but yeah.
It's kind of homework.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Welcome to Hashtag History. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Leah.
And if you're a history nerd or even a history hater,
this is the podcast for you.
Even if history was your least favorite subject in school, we can guarantee you will like this podcast, because we talk about all the things that your history textbooks did not.
Things like how the Bonnie Prince Charles and his Jacobite uprising was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, or how the pharaoh Akhenaten was so disliked by Egyptians that they literally purged his name from nearly all of their records and pretended like he had never existed.
And we do all of this while drinking and rating a custom-made cocktail specific to that week's topic.
So grab a drink, take a seat, and hang out with us each week as we learn all about history's greatest stories of controversy,
conspiracy,
and corruption.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Click, click.
That's my new...
How the, dare
the
you?
The click, click slurp is the
I
new...
I couldn't believe how bad my slurp was. You make it seem so easy. And it's not easy. I feel like everyone, whatever you're doing, you need to try to slurp the air right now. And just...
I feel like I was listening to another podcast recently and somebody did it. And I was like, huh. Some people... I don't know. It's never even
occurred to me. Is it like rolling your tongue? Like either you can do it or you can't?
Yeah. But lots of people can click, click too.
So yeah, we were talking before we went on break about our summer break re-releases. We're doing that again because we're not going to leave you hanging this summer. Despite all the changes, we're still doing our... we're releasing our favorite episodes, fan favorites... And also, Tux and I are going to release our favorite episodes that each of us have done.
Yeah, we're going back to the, like, sort of old time frame of releasing every 2 weeks instead of releasing weekly through the summer, just to sort of get us through the summer, because we do need to find an editor, and we have a lot of homework for ourselves that we have to do before the new season starts.
Yes.
So every other week... there will be a re-release. We're going to start with our favorite episodes of the season. I will be releasing my favorite episode that Stephanie has done this season.
Yes.
And Stephanie will release her favorite story that I did this season. And then those will be followed by the listener favorites. And those will have been voted for on Instagram.
Yes.
I think by the time this comes out, the voting will already have closed.
Yeah.
And those episodes will have been chosen. But
we're just doing for season four, right?
Or yes,
are we
going
to allow them
four.
To choose? Yeah, just season four. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So yeah, we have something for you coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't picked my favorite episode yet that you've done. There's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, I had to go through. I did pick an episode of yours last night, but I had to go through and like down the list, and I had to like narrow it down from 10 to 5 to like 3 to 2 to 1.
Oh.
It's a very hard. There's so many good ones.
Yeah, I did a lot of. I mean, it's all kind of a blur.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't done enough fun stories this.
You did some pretty fun ones. You did. The Murphy Brown story.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Murphy Brown was really fun.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And then even some of the ones that weren't that fun were still, we always find a way.
Yeah. We find a way. Yeah. We had a good time talking about Reagan.
Yeah, exactly. And like in between tears, we were making jokes.
Again, that's the power of Tim. That episode, I think that was my favorite episode, but I know that we can't release that one.
That just came out.
Yeah.
That's what was my trouble last season. I ended up releasing a story that you had just done like 2 months earlier or something. And I was like, people just heard this story, but it's my favorite.
Yeah.
But on top of the summer break re-releases, we're also going to be running again.
Oh, yes.
We will be running a listener review contest.
Yes.
We do this every summer. You guys know the drill. If you haven't already, please write us a written review.
And that's many of you.
Yes.
Not to call you out, but also to call you out.
Come on.
We haven't received that many reviews this season.
Yeah.
Even though we have more listeners than ever.
Yeah.
So it's like...
what's going on, guys?
I feel like this is your come to Jeebus moment
right now. Yeah. Go to iTunes or Apple Music, I guess it's called now. Podcasts. Go to Apple Podcasts and find us and write a written review. Just tell us, you know, it doesn't have to be super detailed.
No, not at all.
It doesn't have to be anything wild. Just... tell people why you like the show. It really does help us. The more written reviews we have,
it's massive.
Yeah, it helps.
It shouldn't matter this much, but it does.
Yeah.
It really moves us up in the ratings, and then more people can see us and follow us and learn more about American history.
Exactly. And then we will pick, we'll do like a random number generator of the reviews that we receive between now and September. Mm-hmm. However many there are, we'll pick one, and they will receive some sweet, sweet Beyond Reproach merch.
if you've already sent us in a review, maybe you know someone who also kind of casually listens to us that you can kind of force their hand. Like, yeah. Hey, have you sent in a review for Beyond Reproach? No, you haven't. Have you? Get on it.
Get on it. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So obviously we love and appreciate anyone and everyone who has already written us a review. They have been so encouraging over the years, yeah. And it means so much to us. So if you haven't done one already, you know, it does help us in the ratings, but it also gives us a little boost in our day, yeah. Just to see that.
It's so nice. It's like a little gift. It's absolutely. Like, oh, people are listening who aren't people that we know. They're not our cousins.
We're still bewildered by that every time.
Every time, yeah. And every time we get a new, like, Patreon supporter, we're just like, wait, how do we know them? We have to know exactly. them. Like, people, like, random strangers aren't just giving us money because they like what we're doing. That's impossible.
Impossible. Exactly, yeah. But yeah, those reviews really mean a lot to us, so... If you've already done one, thank you. If you haven't done one yet, but you're about to, thank you in advance.
Yes.
And we will throw your name in the hat for some sweet, sweet merch.
Yeah. Our tote bag is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's like the perfect grocery store bag. Yeah. It's so big.
It's the only bag I use. And yeah, it's really, really nice.
I need to take one to Detroit for the grocery store.
You do.
They use... plastic bags in the grocery store there still.
Whoa.
And it blows my mind. And
that's crazy.
I know. It feels so weird. And I brought my bags to the grocery store that's like around the corner from our house the other day. And they were all so confused about what they were supposed to do with them.
Oh my God. They're like,
so you want us to put your stuff in this bag?
Oh my God. That's so wild.
It's like, uh-huh.
It's like you've traveled to a foreign land.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just moved here from New York and like, we don't use plastic bags. And they're like, what?
Oh my God. That's wow. That blows my mind. Ohio still uses plastic bags, but I see people using their own bags as well. Like my mom uses her own bags.
Yeah.
And like, they don't act crazy.
I don't know. Maybe it was just this one grocery store that I went to or what, but like she was her, like the top of her head flew off. She had no idea.
Wow. That's wow. Whoa.
And I brought bags into multiple grocery stores. And like, there was one, we went to a Kroger.
Yeah.
I went with my mom and the guy was like, there was like a cashier and then there was a separate bagger.
Uh-huh.
And he was completely like just sort of like unsure of how he was supposed to do it and like what to put where and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, it's it's a bag.
Yeah.
Like, just bag the groceries like you would like, in a plastic bag.
I know. There's no, like, special way to do it.
Yeah. One of the bags that I had was particularly large.
Okay.
It's a Bagoo bag, and it's, like, huge.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand, like, you can't... He didn't want to put too many things in it, but
and I have a bag that's, like, netted, and, like, people get really confused by that. Yeah. People who like at Trader Joe's and they're used to bags.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, I kind of hate these things. And I'm like, oh, but they fit everything.
But stuff does fall out if you...
Certain things have to be bagged like in a normal bag.
Yeah.
Versus, sure. Like, it's really good for produce.
Sure.
It's amazing for produce, which is why I have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so wild. I never would have thought that. But of course, like if you're used to plastic bags, everything else is going to confuse you.
Yeah. Yeah. Culture. But anyways, I need to bring a Beyond Reproach tote out there because they are the perfect size for groceries. Because it's like, it's big, but it's not stupid big where they're going to be confused with what to do with it.
It's
but
a large tote bag.
Yeah.
That, fits everything.
Yeah. But our cocktail glasses are also real good.
Yeah.
And we have those enamel pins.
We have a really beautiful pin.
Yeah.
If you're like a pin collector. It's for you.
I guess I hope that you guys have a great summer. I hope you enjoyed the summer break re-releases. And here's to an incredible season 5 coming up next year.
Oh my God.
In September.
Season 5, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We never had like a party. Like a launch party.
Yeah.
And as the years have gone by, I'm like, we should do something for our 5th anniversary.
Yeah.
You just start planning it now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Details to come.
Yes.
Okay, guys. I guess that's all she wrote.
Yes.
This has been Beyond Reproach season 4.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the end.
Amazing. Mamma mia.
When the moon hits.
What is that? It's amore.
It yeah. is amore.
It's amore.
It sure is.
I like when I think of that song, I think of Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, really?
Them eating spaghetti.
I think of the movie Moonstruck with Cher
and yeah, Nicolas Cage. Of course.
So, yeah.
That's a more adult thing
to do. Now I'm just picturing Cher slapping him. Snap out of it. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. Season 4.
Yes.
This has been Tux Lerzel.
And Stephanie Domingo.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you to Tim Clough, yes, our editor, sound engineer, and podfather. We are going to have to find a way to do this without you.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
It's going to be hard, but we're going to do it.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. You've given us a really solid sound and foundation. So whoever we get, we'll just learn from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What you've done.
Yeah, we'll just send them 20 episodes. Like, here,
be like do this.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Yes. Have a fantastic summer.
All right.
We'll see you in September.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn, on land belonging to the Lenape Nation. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. Full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.